You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm your host, John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Pat Robertson's wife, Dee Dee, passes away at 94. That story right after this short message.
Nobody move. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Adelia, or Dee Dee, Robertson was born on December 3rd, 1927 in Columbus, Ohio, to Ralph and Florence Elmer. She earned her bachelor's degree in social administration from Ohio State University and worked as a fashion model, competing as a beauty queen in the Miss Ohio State contest. She received her master's of nursing degree at Yale University, where she also met a law student named Pat Robertson, who became her husband. Pat and Dee Dee were married in 1954 and was a founding member of the boards of the Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, Regent University, and Operation Blessing. She represented the U.S. from 1982 to 1990 in the Inter-American Commission of Women, where she played an important role in raising the status of women living in Latin America. In 1986, Dee Dee was selected Christian Woman of the Year. Pat Robertson commented that Dee Dee was a woman of great faith, a champion of the gospel, and a remarkable servant of Christ who has left an indelible print on all that she set her hand to during her extraordinary life. Her son, Gordon Robertson, commented about his mother, saying that, "Mom was the glue that held the Robertson family together. She was always working behind the scenes, and if it weren't for Mom, there wouldn't be a CBN." Dee Dee entered into heaven April 19th, 2022, at her home in Virginia Beach. Please pray for the Robertson family as they mourn their loss.